It was the night before Halloween, 1938. There was a strange broadcast coming out of New Jersey. Mom was going to get the truck and back it up to the front door, and I could make out a beam of her flashlight. Then her light was gone. All of a sudden, the yard lit up like it was on fire. I could barely look at it. It was so bright.
For 85 years, David Vance has asked the question, what happened to his mother? And last year, on Halloween, he may have finally found an answer.
Oh my God,
miss, look at me. What's your name?
Lord.
Katie, what's your name?
My name is Coral.
Coral, all right. I need you to take a deep breath. Yeah,
there was a meme going around the internet last year. Coral Gorin, the woman on the plane.
She's shouting my mother's name. And she had no ticket to be on that airplane. They don't know how the hell she even got on it. She just appeared.
That was my sister.
Today, we are overjoyed to announce that my Heather is back and safe with us.
But what no one could tell us was how she managed to get on the flight without a boarding pass. And who was Coral Gorin, this woman that she now seemed to believe she was?
I don't want to touch her sister. I don't want to take her anywhere. I just want to ask some questions.
As unbelievable as it sounds, no one but Vance could offer any answers regarding what happened to my sister. Did Vance have more of a hand in her disappearance than we could ever know? Or was the truth far stranger than we could ever fathom? The skies are watching. From BBC Sounds and Radio 4.